Blog Talk Radio.
Salonpas pain relief patches are anti-inflammatory patches that stick to the skin and release pain-relieving medication to a localized area of where you're feeling discomfort. It is a great pain management option for those of us who struggle with swallowing pills or do not wish to rely on oral treatment. Salonpas pain relief patches are thin, discreet, and can be worn under clothes, so you don't have to worry about amending your wardrobe. The patches are clinically proven to provide pain relief for up to 12 hours without leaving a stain or mess on the skin. This can allow you to get a comfortable night's sleep or get on with a long day in the office without your niggling pain. Unlike non-medicated pain relief patches, such as ice packs or heat patches, Salonpas pain relief patches use a transdermal drug delivery system, TDDS, which delivers active pain-relieving medication into the body through the skin, directly where it is applied. The patch is extremely thin, meaning it will stick firmly to any shape of the body, even over joints and bendy bits. Only one side is adhesive, so the patches will stick to skin alone and won't leave any residue or marks on clothing. Applying is simple, and here is how. Bend the plaster in the middle and slide slightly to expose the adhesive part of the plaster. Step 2. Apply the adhesive part directly on the affected area. Step 3. Slide the film backwards. Step 4. Slide the other film forward and smooth the patch with your palm after. You're now ready to enjoy your day with your pain relief. The Salonpas Pain Relief Patch.
One thing I learned about life, one life, is everybody can't like you. And if they like you, what that really mean at the end of the day? You only gotta answer to one man, one man. You better know who you are. And I'm D1.
So tired. Tired of riding the fence. Feel like the law looking down. Like D, I ain't convinced. It all hit me one night. What's my purpose on this earth? I think I lost sight. Alright, it's kinda hard to stay focused up in this game. Why? So many bad influences be tempting you to change. I know the people see I'm a positive dude on stage, but it's the difference between being positive and being sage. Get deep with me. I'm in the room playing music for some industry folks. Woo! I keep that heat with me. I feel like they could take me to the next level. Trying to impress them and show them my talent special. Look, the conversation turns religious. What? It's so convenient to say I believe in God and keep it real vague and not specific. What? Do I not want to offend nobody? Do I not want to go in detail and risk them talking crazy about me? Am I worried about what's convenient for me? Am I disowning Christ before others? Matthew 10:33. Man, am I playing as safe as can be? No, sir. I'm not afraid to proudly claim my Christianity. I'm a Christian. And that don't mean I think I'm perfect, but I know I got a purpose. That's why I'm on my grind. I'm a Christian. Got God's favor, so I shine. My swag is divine, operating on his time. I'm a Christian. I can't deny it. I can't deny it. No need to hide it. I'm a Christian. Whoa. Let me get him. They ask, am I a Christian rapper? A rapper that's a Christian. More swag and more lyrics than your favorite rapper. Step, I'm on a different mission. Unashamed, this position. Sanctified. Down the ride, ain't trippin'. Devil tryna catch me slippin'. Now I be on television, so all of the stakes risen. Not gon' die, go to prison. Not a product of the system. Nah, I'm rebelling and telling my brethren that with the media yelling and selling, won't get them to heaven. No sir, get deep with me. Jesus died for my sins on the cross, but this girl tryna sleep with me. Should I do it and satisfy my flesh, or make them some excuse like, I forgot the latex? Or do I man up and say I can't do it? Cause I ain't trying to disobey the word of God. Am I scared I'm gonna look foolish? Am I scared she gonna make fun of me? Not no more, cause I probably submit to this Bible sitting in front of me. I'm a Christian. And that don't mean I think I'm perfect, but I know I got a purpose. That's why I'm on my grind. I'm a Christian. Got God's favor, so I shine. My swag is divine, operating on his time. Me to slip so they could quickly pull a plug. It ain't no love. They say I hang out with the thugs. If alright? Jesus hung out with the thugs. Am I lying? But it's never just because. No, I'm really on my grind. Mark 2:17, yeah, that be really on my mind. I'm relatable, yet different. Yes, I walk that thin line. Most can't, but I can. It's difficult, but I'm trying. So I pray I affect those around me. I pray I influence the environments that surround me. I pray for all the people who judge me or who don't get me. The hatred don't affect me. They was never riding with me. Ride with me in this tank. You ain't safe up in your car. Spread the word, trending topic. Yeah, this is spiritual war. God's army, Satan's army. Tell me who you fighting for. Most don't even know he's fighting. And that's who I'm writing for. To enlighten ya. I'm a Christian. And that don't mean I think I'm perfect. But I know I got a purpose. That's why I'm on my grind. I'm a Christian. Got God save us so I shine. My swag is divine. Operating on his time. I'm a Christian. I can't deny it. I can't deny it. No need to hide. Remember the name.
This is a product of WBNN, and this is Trenton Makes Show, and I'm your host, Ricardo Richard. On air now from Lagos, Nigeria, dialing 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation, brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. All right, you guys, I'm really, really excited. It feels like forever for me since I've been on to do my show, Trenton Makes. It means so much to you guys that I'm on tonight. I just came back from L.A. and Atlanta, and I just feel so refreshed, and I feel so grateful, like, today. I just feel even more grateful. I want to say before I, go into the show and tell you guys about my amazing guests, whenever I do my show, I always want to let everybody out there know, you know, like, who I represent, you know, and I represent God. I represent Christ, Jesus. He came. He saved my life. He changed my life. And I'm eternally grateful for him. So anybody that's listening to my to the radio show tonight, to the podcast, I just want to let you guys know that Jesus is the answer. Like, he did it for me, and he could do it for you. All we have to do is just surrender and give it all to him, repent, turn away from our sins, and just, you know, just receive the gift of salvation because it's free. So I just wanted to just put that out there, whatever. God is just, he's amazing, man. He's really dope. So also want to let everybody know that's following me out there. My Facebook page is Ricardo Richard. You can follow me on Instagram, Ricardo Richard. And then you can follow my series. We have two amazing series, seasons. It's called Hurt People, Bitter and Broken. And we're actually finally in post-production for season 3. It's been so long. Like, I just can't wait until you guys get, it's actually like a 3-part mini-series. The episodes are much longer, but I can't wait for you guys to see it. I can't wait. So anywhere, whatever, season 1 and 2 on YouTube, check us out on Facebook, and also check us out on Instagram. So I have an amazing, amazing guest, and I always like to do this. I did this last time, maybe about last year or whatever. I had this amazing guest on or whatever. We come from the same hometown, and she's just killing it. She's always killing it. And whenever, like I said, I start my show off, I always want to give my flowers to my guests or whatever. Like I said, this woman is nothing short of amazing. And like I said to my show last year, you know, she was somebody that's really dear to my heart, because when I first started wanting to act, she was one of those people that was just pushing me, you get what I'm saying? And I felt like at the time, my confidence for acting, I didn't really have a lot of experience when I first started, and she did, and she took the time out to talk to me and encourage me, and she didn't have to, you get what I'm saying? And I'm always eternally grateful. Now I could call her a friend, and I'm really, really appreciative of her, and I just want to tell her that she means a lot to me. And I just want to welcome Dorothy Meyer to the show.
Thank you. Hey.
Hey,
thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Listen, I got to give you your flowers. You get what I'm saying? I'm always going to give you your flowers, you know. I just feel like everything that's going on in the world and, you know, we get so caught up in negativity. And I just feel like as people, you know, we need to tell people, you know, when they mean something to us, because you never know, like, what's going to happen. You know, people are dropping like flies. So I always tell you that. I know you probably like, you know, you tell me that. I just want to tell you again. You get what I'm saying?
Well,
and just always tell you, like, you know, you didn't really have to do that. You get what I'm saying? So I'm always grateful. So I always know, you know, in the future, if I ever get an Oscar, you know, you're going to be one of those people. I'm going to be like, listen, Dorothy, she was it. Like, she was just there. And we need those people. I was talking, before I get into the question, Ms. Dorothy, I was telling me and my friend was talking, and we were just talking about how when we were younger, we had the after-school programs, you get what I'm saying? And we had so many different things, you know, as kids, but nowadays, the kids just have social media, they don't really have as many after-school programs, don't have as many mentoring programs, they don't really have any, like, we went outside, we fought, we was okay. Now people, you know, not fighting, they're shooting. You get what I'm saying? Now the moms, you know, fighting with the kids, you know. Now the grandma's like 35 years old. You get what I'm saying?
Oh,
and it's like so different now. So that's why for me or whatever, I realized as I'm getting older, I'm an educator, I'm a preschool teacher, the village is so important, you know. So that's why I think for me, for you reaching your hand out to me, someone that was younger, that's why I said you didn't have to do it, but it's important to have somebody along the way and say, hey, you can do it. You get what I'm saying? Especially coming from the city we come from, it's about like 80,000, you know, about the population of about 80-something thousand people in Trenton. I actually didn't know it was that many people until I looked it up.
Oh, wow.
Like, it's 80,000 people in Trenton? Like, you get what I'm saying? I didn't realize that. So where we come from in a small city, and we're actually the capital, there's not really a lot of people thriving, especially wanting to live their dreams. So I just commend you all the time. You're nothing short of amazing. And just you as a person to me is just, like I said, it's just bomb knowing you. Like, it'd be so interesting, like, you just seeing you, me working with you. I can't wait for us to really work together. But just seeing you, like, prepare for your roles, and then who you are as a regular person, like, you get what I mean? I'm like, oh, my goodness, you do these roles, and they're so, like, some of the roles are so hard, and I'm like, oh, she's evil. But it's just like who you are so sweet, and people would probably never know if they never got a chance to get to know you. So I think I said that, but I just want to congratulate you, and I just want you to keep going and keep inspiring us all, and, you know, and other people too. So I haven't, even though I've seen you maybe the last couple months, I haven't really talked to you, you know, in the radio show world. So I wanted to know, what have you been up to?
Well, lately, you know, I've been, I guess, laying low, working a lot, and also doing a lot of auditions. Now, it's just kind of like COVID. Auditions are basically being done, you know, at home. So, you know, you have to have all your equipment, and they just keep coming, you know, constantly. So you just got to stay on the ball with it. And I'm also working on my brand as well. So,
okay.
So I'm doing a lot of that, a lot of auditions that I've never thought that I would actually do. And like you said, you know, it gets hard, but hard is wonderful sometimes because it's a challenge, and I love that. So I'm okay with hard.
So I wanted to know, like, growing up in the city, like I said, I didn't see anybody, you know, do the stuff that we're doing. I think it was some more, the comedian is, like, out there. I heard Dennis Rodman is from Trenton. So is these people, like, two people that I know, like, Dennis Rodman is from Trenton and some more is from Trenton, but I honestly didn't really know about them until I got older. So it's not like these people were, like, really reaching back. I mean, they might have, but I really don't know. Where did that exist? Like, where did you have anybody as a kid growing up that inspired you to be like, yo, I want to do this? Like, or was it a teacher? Was it anybody in your life that, you know, really enabled you to want to be the person that you are today?
Well, that's a very interesting question because, like you said, we didn't have anybody. So for me, it was just something that I think I just kind of grew into, you know, with the modeling thing and everything, you know, working with Skip Productions and, you know, I fell in love with modeling. But unfortunately, modeling is not a passion for me. It's just something that I was really good at doing. My passion actually is acting. And I really didn't have anyone here in Trenton to actually, you know, look up to when it comes to the acting business. However, I watch so much television, you know, there's so many people on TV that I look up to, you know, like from back in the day, you know what I'm saying? Way before Viola, you know, there's Meryl Streep, you know, there's a lot of women. There's Eartha Kitt from back in the day. There's so many of them from back in the day. Diane Carroll. But actually locally, I was so shy and quiet, I wouldn't even be able to tell you if there was actually one person. And I didn't find out till some more until later on in life as well. Yeah, so that was right. Pretty interesting. But yeah, no, I don't think there was anyone here specifically when it comes to acting. But as far as modeling, absolutely. You know, I got my start, you know, with Debbie Williams and then Skip. Well, actually with Skip and then Debbie Williams. So I kind of went like back and forth trying to model for everybody. And every local fashion show I tried to get into, you know, I was into it. But we didn't have any acting going on or anything like that at the time. You know, there were like plays coming here from other states, but we didn't have anything specifically here. But I think, you know, that's starting to change a little bit, you know. Now it's starting to change with a lot of people having productions here and plays. Yeah.
Absolutely. And I just kind of feel like there's so much talent in the city of Trenton. Like, people don't know. Like,
it is.
There's so many talented people, yourself, and so many people where people just want an opportunity. You get what I'm saying? And need the opportunity.
Right.
And like I said, is people don't even understand, like, acting. A lot of people do it in so many ways, you know, mm-hmm. whether you're a teacher, you know, me being an educator, I have to be animated sometimes. And, you know, sometimes mm-hmm. I got to be a dancer. Sometimes I got to be a counselor. You get what I mean? Sometimes
right.
I got to be somewhat of a co-parent, you know. And
right.
then it's like when you think about when people are in relationships with people, right, we could look at it from that standpoint. Like when you meet somebody, they say sometimes you meet their representative. So a lot of times the person you might be falling in love with a year later, they're completely different because they're acting, you know?
Right.
So, and then I also feel like people who aren't loyal are actors too, because they're portraying it be one way when they're somebody else. So people don't even realize that acting is something people do on a daily basis, or you might, you know, you might
right.
At work. You might just be being cordial with people at work that you might not genuinely care for, but you're here, there
right.
to do a job. So you're being, you know,
right.
cordial. All of that is acting. And people, whether you want to use it as a term or not, it's really acting, though. You know what I mean? So people don't really understand that it's a part of your everyday life. I wanted to know, is there a specific project that you have done that is really, really dear to your heart? Like, out of all the projects, is it one that really stands out?
Absolutely. For me, like, even though it was very short, when I did the Almost Family on Fox and I did the cop role, that's actually my
mm-hmm.
dream role. So even though it was a very short scene, for me, it meant the world. Whether I had one line, two line, or three lines, it's just something that I will cherish forever. And for more than one reason, you know, it's my dream role. I made primetime television, which is really hard to do. I'm looking forward to doing that again. You know what I'm saying? So that meant the world to me. I don't even care if I had one little line, you know, I will continue to praise that. Absolutely.
Yes. And I remember actually seeing it and just being like, wow. You get what I'm saying? And like I said, knowing you and seeing how hard you work, you get what I'm saying, you being an amazing mom, also a worker, you get what I'm saying, and also taking that time out to pursue your passion. Where does the resilience come from? Like, despite what you've been through, through the losses, through the ups and downs, where does that resilience come from? You know, like, where does it come from, do you think? Like, does it come from your dad? Does it come from, like, where does that come to keep fighting no matter what happens? Like, I feel like it's a fighter inside of you, like, that keeps going. And where does that, like, come from?
That's a very interesting question, because I ask myself that a lot. Now, I will say that, you know, my dad, he did raise 10 kids, so he's definitely, you know, someone
shout out to
Pops.
No, I said shout out to Pops. Like, shout out. That sounds like a real man. That sounds like a real man.
Right.
Nowadays, you don't, and I just did a show, I think, last month or the month before, and we were talking about fathers and how important it is to have a father in your life and to know that.
Right.
Maybe that could be another question that I asked you, but, like, to know that you're saying that your father raised 10 kids, like, where most of the fathers, like, they step out. You know, a lot of the fathers, they, you know, they, what they say, mama's baby, papa's maybe. You get what I mean?
Right,
so
right,
for
right.
your father
yeah.
to stick around and be a great father, that's amazing. But I want to pick up that, I want to pick up that after this track. So track next by International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting legend Brother L. You guys stay tuned.
Dear God, thank you for leading me down this path. I'm thankful for the man that I am. At first, I didn't understand. Now I see the tribulations that I faced were all part of the plan. I tried to walk away, I wasn't whole. You filled the gap inside my heart and let me know I had a soul. I was bleeding on the inside, nobody could see. Then I looked into the mirror, he was staring back at me. Now I gotta say, I was lost, where'd I go? Now I'm here, glory road. Child of God, not a sheep, lost my way, came on home. Used to think the world was cold and I was fighting all alone. Until I made that call and heard his voice and touched right through that phone. All my pain, all my stress, added to the dumb neglect. I used to take my burdens and disperse them around to all my friends. Anger and frustration was a means, but never to an end. Until you picked me up and took that weight right up off my chest. A child of God, nothing more, nothing less. Born sinner, not by choice, but also born blessed. I could feel the pressure building up and choking at my neck. Then God told me take a breath and he would handle all the rest. I'm not a stranger to evil, I've done wrong to people. I've told lies, but in his eyes I am still evil. My words weaponized, bars save lives, they lethal and take off in the sky. Spread wings like eagles, my life's an open book, something for the world to see. People watching what I do, so I'm careful of words I speak. Came up as a child, I never thought that this was what I'd be. But now that it's my path, I swear to God that I won't fail to leave. Speaking positivity with every single breath I breathe. Reckon up to God, I'm on my hands and down on my knees. Asking him to grant me with the strength in this world to breathe. To be the person that will have a shoulder when they need to lean. Promises I made to you, God, yes, I will keep. May not be who they want, but I'm making what they need. Rose from the dirt in the middle of the concrete and bloom to a tree to create and disperse seeds. Impact is what I bleed, won't fall for anything. I answer to God, I don't answer to no human being. I am not a slave, I am not the devil nor a fiend. I'm a child of God, just like you, we on the same team. Grab my hand, stand up, I won't leave you. You need me just as much as I need you. Fight these battles with me, I promise that you will see through and stand tall over things beneath you. Child of God, he is I and you are him. To see God, we must first look within. Nowhere else, no place, no human, no race, just us and faith till we meet again. It's that. We're all created in God's image. Each and every single one of us. Spread love.
All right, we are back. So, Dorothy, the question that we were just talking about, we were talking about your amazing father and how he raised 10 kids. And I don't know, I had to pause and take a moment because that, to me, like I said, is amazing. And just to correlate what I was talking about maybe about a month ago, we were talking about the absence of the father from the home. So to hear that your father not only was your father, but to raise 10 children alone, that's beautiful because I don't think that I have talked about the absence of a mother yet on the show.
Right.
I have just, like I talked about the absence of a father, but the mother is important too. You get what I'm saying? I would say in the home, it's very, very important.
Sure.
It's important to have mother and father, honestly, but it's unfortunate that where we come from, most of the time is no fathers. And
right.
then sometimes if the father is present, maybe the father is present, they may come around every now and then, or they may
right.
get child support, or just not there. So I just wanted to give you dad's flowers, you know, too, like, is that, you know, he sounded like an amazing man. And for the mothers, you know, that's not there, like, that stuff is traumatic as well.
Right.
Yes. Where, so your resilience, you feel like it comes from your father?
Oh, definitely. Definitely, because I don't know if I could actually do that. Like, have or raise 10 kids in a 2-bedroom house. I couldn't do that.
Wow.
You know, so, yeah. Yes. Yep. Working. And he really didn't want to retire, but he had no other choice, you know. So, yeah.
Right.
But I don't know if I could have done that. But kudos.
For real.
Pop.
Sounds like an amazing move. Wow. Is there anything that you would tell your younger self at that time? Like, if you had an opportunity to talk to that girl, at that age and where you are now, like, what would you tell her?
I would probably say start a lot earlier with your career and what you want to do in life. I know when we're younger, we really don't really know what we want to do, but I would kind of say that in the back of my mind, you know, you might want to start that a lot earlier, because now it's like I feel like we're rushing to do what we really love to do. We're enjoying, you know, like you're enjoying your radio show. I'm really enjoying my career with acting, and I just feel like it's not enough time, you know, and like we're rushing. I'm rushing to get it done, and I just need more time, a lot more time. And it's just the beginning.
Yes.
So I would definitely say that. Start earlier, a lot earlier.
And I would say also,
mm-hmm.
you know, sometimes I feel like inadvertently, even now talking to you now and about this, I at times, and I probably need to start doing this, start talking to my younger self or the little boy inside of me, like, Richard is okay,
mm-hmm.
because a lot of times we don't understand that things that happen in our childhood, the traumatic things that happen, it affects us in our adulthood. So I think even now talking to you, every now and then I probably got to give myself a pep talk, because a lot of times we don't
mm-hmm.
realize why we're afraid of the things that we're afraid of, or why we won't take chances if we're a certain age, or why we won't do the things that we really want to do. And it's fear, but we don't realize that that fear
mm-hmm.
has to start from somewhere, you know? So now that I'm talking
right.
to you, I'm realizing that maybe sometimes every now and then I need to have a pep talk with, like, my inner child and, like, let him know, like, Richard, it's okay. Like, you know,
right.
like, live fearlessly and keep going and moving forward,
mm-hmm.
and you only have one life. And I want to say this before I get into the next question. I want to ask you
mm-hmm.
how you feel about this. I struggle with, at times, Dorothy, comparing, right?
Oh.
And I realize
mm-hmm.
sometimes comparing yourself to people in life in general
mm-hmm.
is a train
mm-hmm.
killer. Because if I compare
mm.
myself to Jesus Christ, then I ain't done nothing ever in my life. If I compare to myself somebody like a Tyler Perry, you know, or a Beyonce or any of those people, you will feel like you're not doing anything with your life. And I had seen this mini sermon yesterday, and the guy who sings this, I forgot the song he sings, but he's from Maverick City, the gospel
mm-hmm.
group. And he was singing a song, and then the pastor told the other young boy, I want you to sing it like him. So he started trying to sing it like him, but he wasn't doing it. So then the guy
mm-hmm.
said, no, you do your part. You prophesy. So the guy, you know, just started prophesying. He started preaching, and he was just talking about
mm-hmm.
the comparison, how a lot of times we
mm-hmm.
start trying to compare ourselves and trying to do things like other people when we're not in our calling and we're not walking in our purpose and we're not being our authentic self because we feel like we got to compare ourselves and do it like somebody else. But I feel like how do we walk in into being our authentic self and being who we are called to be if we don't really get to know ourselves? And I say this when I'm in Trenton, right, and I got to pass the project sometimes when I'm going to work. And I used to be in the projects when I was a kid. I have family in the projects. I have nothing against the projects. But so many young black people I see hanging out on the corner, like early in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, do any of these people really know who they are? Or they're just kind of like a product of their environment. And they just kind of feel like, well, everybody else like this. Or I got to get money. This is all I know. And I feel like how many people are really different? How many people really take the time out to really get to know themselves, you know? So when I got a chance to go to L.A., Miss Dorothy, in Atlanta this last week, I was so grateful because, and I was like, I get a little, like, emotional a little bit only because I know that there's so many people I know or I grew up around who never even made it out of Trenton. You get what I'm saying? Like, who never make it out of the city because they feel like the block, which they don't even own, like they'll die for the block or the street or a flag or the gang or, and it's just like this falsehood where when I went to LA or whatever, I'm like, So I just feel like it's so much more and so many people will probably walk more in their purpose if they get a chance to like branch out and be themselves. And but most people don't even know how to be themselves. Dorothy, most people don't even know how to like sit with themselves. A lot of us as black men, we go from one relationship to another relationship because we don't really want to deal with ourselves. You get what I'm saying? So I just think about that, like so many beautiful young black men out there, so many talented people, and I think to myself, how many Michael Jordans is in the hood, but they wind up selling drugs or wind up getting themselves killed because of whatever reason, you get what I'm saying? Whatever reason, because it's like, okay, I grew up this way. This is all I know. And that's why I say it's so much talent. It's so many, it's so much purpose in life, but people would never know until they take their time out to get to know themselves and sometimes separating yourself from amongst the crowd and say, you know what? I need to get alone by myself. And most people don't do that, Dorothy, because most of the young people my age, we're hyped up. We're getting high. We're getting drunk. You know, we're going from woman to woman, and we never take the time out to say, you know what, maybe I'm hurt that my dad wasn't there. Maybe I'm hurt that my mom wasn't there. Maybe I'm hurt, you feel me, because of my circumstances.
You know what it is, right? You know what it is, right? It's
what is
self-love. It's self-love.
Mm.
They don't have that. They don't have it at all.
They don't. And I realize even when you think about the young men with the women or the women and young men, and a lot of women, you know, they get hurt or a lot of young men get hurt. I look at the situation like, Dorothy, like a lot of these women, they're expecting these men to love them when they don't love themselves. And then when women come up a good man, they don't want the good man. Oh, nah, he I could walk all over him. I could step all over him. And it's like, but you said you wanted a good man, and then you get the good man, and he's like, oh, no, he ain't good enough. Oh, he ain't slapping me upside my head, or he ain't toxic enough, you know? And it's just like we got to do better, and we got to work on ourselves and see what we really want. And most of us really, we don't know what we want because we've watched our moms and dads go through certain things, and, you know, we wind up saying we want so much better for ourselves, not realizing that sometimes you become like your mother or become like your father, you know, the person that you didn't want to be like until you get that work. So I'm always, even in my writing, Dorothy, even in my radio show or my lives, I'm always telling people, you know, outside of just, you know, having a relationship with God and a foundation with God, I always say count therapy. I think going to talk to somebody is important, you know, because you got to be mentally healthy. You know, and a lot of people out here is walking around, they're zombies. You know, they're like, they're living, but they're not existing. You get what I mean?
Right.
So,
absolutely.
My question is, what does acting do for you?
You know, it's crazy that you said that because I just smiled. Acting makes me happy. Acting, I'm at peace when I act. It's just something about it. It is a challenge, and it's hard. It's not easy, but it's just, it just does something to me. I just, you're smiling from here to California when you ask me that. So that's, it's hard to explain. And it's not just about becoming someone else. It's just, I don't know, it's just a feeling that I just can't explain. It just makes you feel good. Not just that you're portraying someone else. It's just a peaceful thing, you know, like even studying a script. I'm not really that big on monologues, but like reading a script or just reading something related to acting, whether it's a scene, it just puts me at a peaceful state of mind.
Yes, you know? I love it. Oh, that was a good one. So I'm about to go to our next music selection. But before that, I want to, the next question that I want to ask you, and I want you to marinate on it, is would you be able to exist without practicing this art? So I want you to think about that, all right? So
okay.
Track next by International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting legend, Brother O.
Yeah. We get in this righteous war. Righteous war, I'm riding with my sword. I'm dying for the Lord. If I'm dying, then I'm dying for the Lord. It's a righteous war,
yeah.
And I'm riding with my sword.
Yeah.
If I'm dying, then I'm dying for the Lord. The Lord. My life is yours. My life is yours. My life is yours.
Yeah.
My life is yours.
Yeah.
Righteous war,
yeah,
and I'm riding with my sword. I'm dying and I'm dying for the Lord.
Yeah,
my life is yours. My life is yours.
Yeah.
My life is yours. My life is yours.
Yeah.
Purple camo, Rambo on my shoulder blade, Teflon ammo, Kevlar panels on my motorcade. War with haters, till they lay me in the soldier's grave. Hello, purple heart metal on my whole brigade. And a man with no ambition makes the coldest slave. Them mental prisons leave you sitting up in an open cage. Feel like I've risen to my chosen age. One of the best when I was drunk, y'all show can't see me in my sober face. My soul is saved, path to success, golden page. They know we paid, the more they hated us, the more we made. We in the dough, just like a police raid. Wanna know how real it is? Sin is killing kids, like Roe v. Wade. Blessed God, I came to testify, I know he saved. They see my love for God, it justifies my holy rage. These devils fought as flowers, he bled on the cross for hours. I stay on my awesome power, oh behave.
Righteous war,
yeah.
And I'm riding with my sword,
yeah.
I'm dying and then I'm dying for
yeah.
the Lord.
Lord.
My life is yours,
my life
yeah.
is yours.
My life is yours,
yeah.
My life is yours,
yeah. The
righteous war,
yeah.
And I'm riding with my sword. If I'm dying, then I'm dying for the Lord.
Yeah.
My life is yours. My life is yours.
Yeah.
My life is yours.
My life
yeah.
is yours.
Homie, I really mean it when I say I'm crucified with Christ. Cause you can't truly live until you lose your life. I battle cry for my dad and I gladly die. I won't pacify. If I go before that rapture ride, I will be done. I ain't asking why. Crack the sky. Kill my fam, I love them dearly. I tried my hardest clearly, but that's the path he chose to steer me. And there's no regrets. I hit them sets and showed the love of Jesus. So remember me as a man of God in love with Jesus. So many broken pieces and shattered dreams where I'm from. I traded them beams on my gun for these beams from the sun. The same Christ that then hung, breathe his life in my lungs. I'll praise to Yahweh and say, yes, you are the righteous son. No one's righteous, not one, but his blood can cover yours. So hop up on this winning team like teams on hoverboard. Homie, the choice is yours. We in this righteous war. So I advise you grab your sword and hearken to the Lord.
It's a righteous war,
yeah.
And I'm riding with my sword.
Yeah.
I'm dying and then I'm dying for
yeah.
the Lord. Lord.
My life is yours.
Yeah.
My life is yours.
Come on.
My life is yours,
yeah.
My life is yours,
yeah. yeah.
Righteous war,
uh-huh.
yeah. And I'm riding with my sword.
Uh-huh.
I'm dying and I'm dying for the Lord.
Love,
yeah.
Lord.
My life is yours.
thrive where I reside. So we test the weak. My heart stretches deep. So I don't stress defeat. If I get killed, just lay me on my shield and put my flesh to sleep. Turn to Christ, eternal life awaits the faithful soldier. The wait is over. Well done, my son. Let's praise Jehovah. I hope I made my quota. Fulfill your will. We light it up, even though life's as rough as Brillo feel. Take me to the afterlife, cause I sacrificed it all for the team. My only concern was being worthy when I served the king. God's word will clean the imperfect things like turpentine. No noise in my tummy, my money, purple grain. We stack it high, stash supplies to fund the war. You ain't no leopard, what you stepping up in this jungle for? Being Christian's my addiction, I'm riding for it. I'm a slave to my convictions, I'll die to show it.
Righteous war, yeah. And I'm riding with my sword, yeah. I'm dying and I'm dying for the Lord. Lord, my life is yours. My life is yours. My life is yours, yeah. My life is yours, yeah. Righteous war, yeah. And I'm riding with my sword. If I'm dying, then I'm dying for the Lord. Lord, my life is yours. My life is yours, yeah. My life is yours. My life is yours.
All right, and we are back. So my question, Miss Dorothy, I keep saying Miss Dorothy. Would you be able to exist without practicing your art?
Definitely not. I mean, this is the thing. If we all want to become great and successful, you have to study the craft. That's a given. Hey, Denzel still studies. He's phenomenal. He's still phenomenal, you know. If I'm not mistaken, I think Will as well. So I don't think it has anything to do with how long you've been acting or anything like that. I think it's just something that's a given, you know. A specific role comes around. Of course, you want to make sure you're as sharp as you can be. So you definitely want to keep studying as much as you can. Because you don't know what kind of role you're going to get next. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, and also, too, for me, I think there's always something that we can all learn. Every day we're learning something new, whether it's through a friend, through a radio that we hear, you know, radio station. We all learn something new every day. So, and I love to learn, so absolutely. Yep. Yes. Definitely
and
cannot exist without that.
Right, and I would say for me, like, I love it, too. I actually haven't done it in a while, and I feel like, you know, I don't know, I feel a little incomplete. You get what I'm saying? Like, I can't wait to finish this season so I could start working on some other stuff and just get my mojo back going. But I definitely feel like it's something that has been inside of me since I was a little kid. And now actually doing it, it's just like I feel like something is missing. You get what I'm saying? Like, I just feel my soul. Like, I've missed it so much. Like, and I feel like I honestly needed to take a break from it because I needed to appreciate. You get what I mean? So I feel like I was going, and I felt like I was just trying to get to the destination, and I wasn't enjoying the process. So I'm hoping that my next project, that I enjoy the process of it, every inch of it, you know? Because oftentimes we do things, no matter, even if it's in life, we're just rushing. Like, what's next? So I'm hoping that the next project that I get an opportunity to act in, that I really, like, enjoy the process of it all. You know what I mean? So that's what I'm hoping for. Would you ever write your own script, direct, or produce in the future?
I wouldn't leave it off the table. I would never say never. The only thing, I really don't have an interest in writing, but a crazy thing is I did write a couple monologues because I couldn't really find anything on Google, so I kind of wrote some true stories, you know, of stuff that I've been through in my life. So never say never, right?
Yeah.
You never know.
Never know. Okay, I wanted to ask you more of a personal question, and this could be towards acting or just in your personal life. What does love mean to you? It doesn't have to necessarily mean a relationship What does that mean to you, like love?
Oh, I was going to, I was going to do the relationship thing, but love is someone who's, it doesn't really matter, I guess, because the person, if you're in a relationship or no relationship, the person's going to have your back if they love you. So love for me is having a partnership, someone that you can always count on, someone that's always going to be there for you. You know, they're going to catch you when you fall, whether it's a friend or whether it's your man. So for me, love is unconditional. You know what I'm saying? So, and, you know, you guys laugh together. You cry together. And most important for me, love is finding someone in your life, whether it's a friend or a boyfriend or girlfriend, that is not envious towards you. That's love. You know what I'm saying? Mm. If you really love someone, you're going to always wish them well. You know? It's not always peaches and cream with everyone, you know? A lot of people don't wish you well.
Right.
So that's love for me.
Do you think you ever found your, like, your true love? Like, do you think you've had that, or you think you're going to have it, or, like, how do you feel about that?
I haven't. Well, I'm all twisted here. I can't say that I found it. It found me. So, yes, absolutely.
Okay,
yes. Oh, sorry. Anyway, yes.
So you felt like you met your true love.
I have. And the crazy thing is, this true love was up under me the whole time, and I had no idea.
That's deep.
No clue.
That is deep.
Yeah.
Wow.
Friends working together. Had no idea. So, yes, pretty interesting. It's just like, you know how you see someone and you're like, I don't think so.
Right, it's always.
And end up in a relationship 2 or 3 years later. Like, I didn't see that one coming. Yep. So you just never know.
Wow. You never know. Wow.
No.
How important is it for you to be single until you find the right person? So maybe in the time where you was in the waiting room and you were single, like, how do you, like, remember earlier when I was telling you about sometimes people never get a chance to know themselves, they bounce from one relationship to the next. How important is it for you to be single until you meet that person, that waiting area, that waiting time?
Well, I will say one of the things that I did kind of regret was not dating around to get to know people. But at the end of the day, I would say, you know, life is too short. Date, and trust me, the right one will come along. You know, it's not something that we should go looking for. Just God's going to bring them to you. That's how
right.
I feel about it. Yeah,
and
absolutely.
You know,
I just wish I would have dated.
And I just want to let the listeners know, dating doesn't mean sleeping around with everybody. You get what I'm saying? Sometimes I think when people hear dating, that means like, oh, they having sex with everybody. And that doesn't necessarily mean because you're dating somebody that you're sleeping with them. You know, you could just be being friends, you know? So
Go out for dinner, play golf. Yeah.
Yes. How important is self-love for you?
Oh, well, to me, that's major, because you can't love someone else if you don't love yourself. Love yourself first, and then you open. You know, once you love yourself, then you open to receive. You know what I'm saying? So that's a major thing for me. It's crazy, because I wish that's something that I can actually help people with, even though I'm not a psychologist or anything like that. But that's one of the things that a lot of people don't have, that I wish there was something else that we could do, or I could, you know what I'm saying? I'm no doctor or anything like that, but I'm just saying, I don't like that. It's pretty sad, to be honest with you. And it's, some things are out of their control that they can't, you know what I mean? I don't know. Some things are out of control. Why they can't love themselves.
Yes. And I'm being real transparent, like open and honest and honest with you right now. Like I'm getting in my backyard. I was telling a friend of mine, well, actually my cousin, I was on the phone with her. I hadn't talked to her in like 4 years. And I had went to Georgia, Atlanta, and I was talking to her on the phone today. And I said, you know what's so crazy? It took me so many years of my life for me to really start loving myself. And she had told me, she said it's so crazy, Richard, that you love so hard with other people. She said, but you don't know how to sometimes give that love to your own self. And she said, how crazy it is that most of us go so hard in life to love people. Like, we go hard for them. And we don't even use that same energy in ourselves. Like, imagine the world. Imagine a girl going so hard for a guy who then probably cheated 100 times. And imagine her, you know, having that strength to be like, listen, I'm good. Or imagine a man dealing with a woman, you know, where she doesn't know his worth. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
And I'm saying, you know, all right, one time too many, you know? So I was just, when she said that to me today, right before I came on, I said, wow, like, I imagine, like, what kind of person I would be if the love that I give out to the world, if I gave it to myself. But my thing is just more so balance. Because sometimes when you're giving yourself too much love, it could go to the pride, you know, then you can become proudful and think you all of that. So I just think for me, I just need God to help me with balance, you know? I was telling myself recently about, I've watched, like, my parents struggle, you get what I'm saying, as a kid. So now, as a adult, sometimes I'm really tight, you get what I'm saying, with myself. And I was telling myself, Dorothy, like, I know God don't want me to be super dirt poor, but I know at the same time he don't want me spending all my money and just balling out. So I just told myself, like, Richard, balance, that's all it is. So sometimes I have to tell myself, like, I had came up against some money or whatever, and I said, no, you're taking yourself to L.A. Like, you're going to L.A., you're going on a trip, and, you know, then I start thinking, well, maybe I could do this and do, maybe this person come with me. And when I went to L.A., it was just, oh, my goodness, there's so much to happen. Like, me and you got to talk about it, like, off air, but it was just, it was just great for me. And I went by myself, and I needed to do that by myself. And I just want to encourage, before we go to the next track, I want to encourage somebody out there. Sometimes you might have to do some things by yourself. Sometimes God wants you to step out and do things by yourself. And for me, I had to get away. Anybody know my followers that's been listening to my show since last year? You guys know of all the losses. You know, I'm not going to go into it, but you guys know all the losses that I've been facing just with my family. So for me to get on a plane, mind you, I don't like flying at all. I have fear of heights. But I faced my fear, and I went to L.A. by myself. And I found some things about myself. So anybody out there, listen, sometimes you got to step aside, away from the crowd. Sometimes or whatever, at moments, sometimes you got to step aside from your family, your friends, your job, whoever. Yep. And sometimes you got to get alone, you know, get y'all some alone time with yourself and God.
Yep.
And he'll meet you there, all right? So track next. By International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting legend, Brother O.
I'm a young man, get that what I came for. Cause I work hard, I got everything I prayed for. Money came fast, so now I take my day slow. Me and Craig, just like MJG and A-Ball. I just bought her flowers on a weekday. Baby, why would I cheat? You my cheat day. You a treat, you a snack. Fighting with your jeans cause you got it like that. Well okay, tell me what y'all fake. Mad about the date, now I'm great. Cause I remember when I ain't have a way. On a date, only had enough to pay for matinee. Now I'm straight, every morning feeling like a Saturday. Well they doing nothing, got a lot to say. How you never had COVID, you still got no taste. Star girl I used to date, she pretend we was friends. She like, OMG, know it's been a minute. Tell me where you been, huh? Been about it, hey. Back up off me, man, it's getting crowded. Hey, when I'm in Cali, got it in and out it. Whole lot of goofies in the spot, so I'm dipping out it.
Adios.
In the gym, getting violent. At the party, we don't bother anybody. Always kept it solid. You know I always kept it solid. Riding through the
city and the place I dwell.
We just
two young fellas in the ATL.
We dumb.
Never cause trouble when we out in the streets, but then that's the sound of the police. I was shook,
he was shook,
but I kept it cool. Pulled us over on his shoulder just to say he dug the tunes. Then he let me off with a warning, we was on our way. 45, then a 50 till I hit the highway. Been about it, glory to the father, I don't do the drama. I went vegan for the weekend, now I'm back to beefing broccoli. Sipping sake, practice wabi sabi, I don't need a study. My girl got that body yaddy, when we walk inside a party, they like,
OMG, know it's been a minute, tell me where you been, huh?
Been about it, hey. Back up off me, man, it's getting crowded. Hey, when I'm in Cali, got it in and out it. Whole lot of goofies in the spot, so I'm dipping out it.
Adios.
In the gym, getting violent. At the party, we don't bother anybody. Always kept it solid. You know I always kept it solid.
Oh yes. Tag team match. Tag team champion belt of the world.
All right, you guys. So I got one question left for you, Ms. Dorothy. I got a couple more questions, but we're going to have to pick that up some other time.
Okay.
I wanted to know what's next for you? Like, what's upcoming? Is anything that you could talk about or you want anybody to look out for? And then you can also tell them your Instagram and your Facebook and all of that stuff.
Well, I'm currently working on a couple projects. I would say the roles that I'm actually – the type of roles I'm actually playing. I'm actually playing a commander at NASA, as well as I'm also playing – a female assassin. So we'll see about that. I don't really have – anything that I can kind of speak on with details just yet. But I will be definitely, you know, breaking things down with work soon full time. I will be retiring in 3 years, so I'm going to be preparing for my retirement. And then I'll be doing acting full time. So I'm excited
wow.
about that. Yes.
Wow, that sounds amazing. All right, so do you want to tell anybody your Facebook, your Instagram, YouTube, whatever, any social media platform?
Okay, my Instagram and Facebook is Dorothy, that's DorothyMeyers Official. So that's Dorothy Meyers Official, and that is for Instagram and Facebook. And if I'm not mistaken, my Twitter is Dorothy_Meyers. And you'll still find me under Dorothy Meyers under Twitter.
Woo-hoo. Yes. Amazing. It's a golden
Thank
time,
you.
Everyone. Here's your mother and father's favorite producer, Brother O.
Well, first of all, Dorothy, I follow you all the time on Facebook. I've seen you with L'Oreal. I've seen you with the meme mug today. Talking about, you know what I mean? If you really believe what I believe, you see my face. I said, Dorothy, I love you. You are a true Virgo. You are a true Virgo. I love you. And, you know, you're a person that is a role model for a lot of these young ladies, even though this young lady right here is young still. But the fact of the matter is that, you know, you have so much power and what you, you know, exude on social media, man. I'm very proud of you, Dorothy. I really, you know, Ricard could always have you on any time right here. I don't care. I don't care. Bring it back on.
I appreciate
you know,
that.
In 3 months. You know, and, you know, well, one thing that I love about you is your positivity. And, you know, of course, you know, always I was talking to a friend of mine today. Her name is Bianca Nelson. I want to bring her up.
Mm-hmm.
She is from Louisville, Kentucky. She's a Virgo.
Okay.
But a lot of times, you know, Virgo women have this hard look.
Right.
And they have the sweetest heart, but God protects them with that hard look. So I'll be like, I ain't talking to her. She mean. No, she not. You know, just be real. She might give you some jewels. So, but one thing about you, you always share and you always let people know your heart. And that's why I really respect you a lot, Dorothy. I really appreciate you.
Thank you. I really appreciate that a lot.
And we know
Thanks
you definitely have a, hey, listen, man, you definitely, I can't wait for bigger and greater things from you. to be on, you know, the big networks, Netflix, HBO Max, whatever it is, Amazon Prime, whatever it's going to be. I see great things in you because you see great
thank
things
you.
In me.
Thank you.
And, of course, you're welcome. And, of course, you know, Ricardo Rashad has done a great job tonight. Now, tomorrow night right here on WBNN, we come right back on with the man, the myth, and the legend. The three-time United States Poet of the Year. How about that, guys? You know, this man has won Poet of the Year, Poet Emeritus three times, Poet Laureate three times in a row. And he's part of WBNN. His name is Moody Black, and the name of his show is Better on Black, tomorrow night, 9:30 Eastern, Standard Time and Daylight Time right here. And, of course, we have advertising through Ngozi Time Multimedia. We are at Pinterest, Instagram, and Twitter at Ngozi Time. Olamide Malewa Ngozi at Facebook. Any comments, suggestions, or wonderful program tonight? olaydelay@gmail.com. And I am your mother and father's favorite producer, but also the 2022 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Lifetime Achievement Award elect winner. You know, but of course, again, your mother and father's favorite producer, Olamide Malewa Ngozi, saying goodnight. Good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis tonight. Outstanding show for my young man, Ricardo Rashad. And what more can I say about him? A great steward of broadcasting. This man has not missed a show, you know what I mean, other than situations with his family. He has been here, and I really appreciate him all the way live. Ricardo Rashad, you had 2 minutes and 17 seconds left to go in this wonderful program tonight.
All right, you guys. I just wanted to, again, thank everybody out there for tuning in, listening to the show. I really appreciate it. I don't not really have the words. My heart and where I'm at in my life, I'm just praying for humility from God. So that's really, really important for me. So just be open for whatever it is that God wants for me and for me to be a vessel. So I just try to be mindful of the things that I say because I know it's life and death in the power of the tongue. I also want to say, anybody that want to follow me, my Facebook is Ricardo Rashard, RICARDORICHARD. Follow me on Instagram, the same name. Again, if you guys haven't got a chance to watch, please watch my amazing series on YouTube. It's called Hurt People, Hurt People, Bitter and Broken. Listen, we're all hurting out there. We've all been through things that could have broken us, but it hasn't. God has kept us all, his graces and his mercies, and it endures. So I would love for you guys to check out the show. It's amazing, and I'm not just saying it because I'm a part of it. Like I said all the time or whatever, what a privilege and an honor from Brother O. Shout out to all the other hosts that's on this network. I pray all of them allow God to use them and to know that this is not about us. It's about you guys, and it's about the listeners and the people that's going to be inspired by us. So I thank you again, and I just pray. I always tell you guys, I'm just a young boy from the hood, just from East Trenton, and I just want God to use me. So I just pray that you guys all be blessed. Find something to be grateful for, you guys. No matter if you're getting up and you're breathing, you're walking, you're talking, find something to be grateful for. And I hope you guys have an amazing night. See you guys.